Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are in the process of wrapping up the previous 4-H year. Our new 4-H year started in September, and we are excited to have nearly 200 4-H members enrolled in Cass County 4-H already. If you are not one of them and would like to join us or re-enroll, we encourage you to find a club near you or contact our office to get connected with the Cass County 4-H program. As we plan to wrap up our previous 4-H year, we will be hosting our 2021 4-H County Convention this coming weekend. On Sunday, November 7th, all of our 4-H members, leaders, and supporters from across Cass County are invited to join us for a light lunch at 12:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. We will begin our awards program at 1 p.m., recognizing project award winners, club leaders, installing our new 4-H County Youth Council, and giving out special awards for club books and recognition as well. Again, our 2021 Cass County 4-H Convention is coming up this Sunday, November 7th, and is a great way to wrap up the 4-H year by celebrating accomplishments, recognizing award winners, and closing out our 4-H year by enjoying time with your club members and other 4-Hers across Cass County. We want to make sure all 4-H members and leaders plan to join us this Sunday, November 7th at 12:30 for lunch and 1 p.m. for our recognition program. It's also starting to get cooler outside, and if you're wondering how to protect your trees and shrubs in your lawn before the snow flies, Aaron Stahl, our horticulturalist for ISU Extension, has some tips. Whether they're deer, rabbits, mice, voles, or other animals, there's a lot of things that can cause damage to trees and shrubs over the winter. Prevention is key when managing these garden pests. There are several steps you can take in the fall to prevent damage from occurring over the winter. Animals may feed on tree and shrubs during the winter months, damaging or destroying them, and this is most frequently seen when food is scarce during prolonged periods of snow cover. Mice and rabbits nibbling on lower tree trunks may girdle the trunks of small trees and destroy them. Deer may devour the upper foliage or lower branches of arborvitae, pines, and other evergreens. You may also see bucks rubbing antlers on trees in the fall and marking their territory. This rubbing will remove the thin layer of bark on small trees or even break off large branches and can seriously damage or destroy them. We have some tips for preparing those trees for winter. First of all, you can wrap the trunks of young trees. When food is scarce, as we mentioned, rabbits and rodents may chew and strip bark from woody plants. Protecting them from browsing is important. You can wrap young trees at least 36 inches up the trunk with tree wrap in late fall. Just be sure to remove that protection in spring so the tree can continue growing and there is not damage done to the bark underneath. Adding tree wrap has the benefit of protecting young trees from sun scald, which can cause thin bark to split and crack on sunny winter days when it heats up quickly. If you are concerned about deer damage, you can put cages or stakes around young trees to prevent browsing and antler rubbing from deer. Stakes and fencing must be at least 4 foot tall to prevent antler rubbing. Cages around shrubs can prevent damage from rabbits and rodents as long as the holes at the bottom of the fencing or cage are small enough to prevent these animals from entering. You can use rebar posts and 36-inch tall chicken wire pinned to the ground when needed for that small spacing. Make sure the fencing is at least 3 foot tall as animals can get over shorter fencing if there is deep snow cover and drifts. And while it may seem tempting, now is not the time to prune. Pruning woody trees and shrubs in the fall encourages new growth, and when it's done in the fall, the new growth that develops will not be hardened off for winter, leading to more potential damage. The best time of year to prune is late winter and early spring, which is usually February through March in Iowa. Tender plants like roses or butterfly bush will have dieback during the winter. This dieback will vary in severity depending on how harsh or mild the winters are, so it's best to leave all wood in place, and that allows for more of the plant to make it through winter, and then you can start with the larger plant by pruning back only to the area that had winter damage the following spring. Other things that may cause damage during winter include heavy wet snow. The weight of heavy wet snow can cause considerable damage to small trees and shrubs. When this accumulates on branches, you can gently shake the snow from branches or carefully brush with a broom. Also keep in mind when clearing driveways and sidewalks not to throw heavy wet snow onto small trees or shrubs. Avoid dumping snow onto trees and shrubs when raking snow from rooftops as well, or go out and clear those off if it melts off and creates a pile. To prevent the weight of heavy wet snow from damaging arborvitae and other multi-stemmed evergreens, you can wrap the plants with twine or rope in the fall to prevent those smaller branches from breaking off. Desiccation injury or injury from drying is another consideration during the winter. Evergreens lose considerable amounts of moisture through their needles during the winter months. The loss of water is mainly due to strong winds and bright sun. Once the ground freezes, plants are no longer able to absorb water through their roots, and this loss of water, especially during a year like this when we've had drought-stressed plants, may cause needles to turn brown and die back. This type of damage is referred to as desiccation or winter burn. Evergreens most susceptible to this include boxwood, rhododendron, arborvitae, and yews. Pines, spruces, and firs are also susceptible to winter desiccation, especially within about 5 years after planting and during prolonged periods of dry weather like we've seen the past several years. To prevent this, you can deeply water susceptible evergreens during dry periods in the fall. Water on a regular basis until the ground freezes in winter. You can also reduce moisture loss by erecting a screen or shield to deflect winds. And you may also want to consider limiting your use of de-icing salt. If you are planning for your winter maintenance, before applying salt, wait until precipitation has ended and remove as much of the snow and ice as possible manually with a shovel or scraper. Use de-icing salts just enough rate to loosen the ice and snow from driveways and sidewalks, then remove this loosened ice and snow with a shovel. You want to mix the salt with abrasive materials such as sand or kitty litter, and of course avoid piling that snow that is full of salt around the trees and shrubs, as you can salt poison them when that melts. If you do have excessive amounts of salt that are applied to landscape plants during the winter, or if you happen to have a planting near a major roadway where salt might be applied to maintain the roadways during the winter, you can help minimize the damage as soon as the ground thaws in early spring by heavily watering any area where salt may have accumulated over the winter. A thorough soaking should help flush the salt down into the ground and away from the root zones of plants. For more information on upcoming events here in Cass County, or information on caring for your landscape or other resources from Extension, you can give us a call here at the Cass County Extension Office, 712-243-1132. Stop by our office at 805 West 10th Street on the fairgrounds. Check out the Iowa State University Extension website for current news. Check out the Cass County Extension website for local resources and events. And follow us on Facebook or Instagram for updates and tips. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.